Listener, good morning. You are welcome to another edition of Media and Society, a weekly program show on Express Radio that often discussed on different issues as it relates to the media and society. In today's episode, we shall continue with our previous discussion on the Freedom of Information Act as enacted by the National Assembly in 2011. And at this juncture, I'm happy to introduce to you a media and cultural communication scholar, and at the same time, the professor of science and technical education in person of Professor Abdullah Ubadamu. Professor, I'm glad to have you on the program once
again.
Thank
you very much, Mashallah.
Yes, Professor, last week we were discussing on the Freedom of Information Act, the procedures to be followed by someone looking for such particular information, where we draw the curtain of the program due to a time factor. If Professor is ready, the floor is yours.
Well, before we even go into all that, it is very important to understand how the Freedom of Information Act is arranged. Although this is something for the lawyers, but at the same time, there is a need for people to understand exactly how the government created the sections and the subsections of the Freedom of Information Act.
Okay.
It has a total of about 32 sections.
Okay.
And each section provides a detailed information about how public information could be accessed. And I also want to emphasize the fact that it's dealing with public information, not private information. It deals with information about institutions that are funded by the public fund. So, for instance, you cannot ask information about private schools, because private schools are not funded by the government. But you can ask information about government schools. If there's a particular secondary school that you wish to know more about, you have every right to do that, because that is funded by government funds, but not private schools or other things that do not come directly from public funds.
Okay.
The first section of the Freedom of Information Act deals with the rights of access to the records, and that section clearly defines who and who should have
access
to information, or who should have access to what kind of records.
Okay.
And it just simply states that everybody in Nigeria has the right to request for information from public institutions or from public officials, and to be provided with that information. This does not contradict the Official Secrets Act, because nobody is asking you for inner workings or inner mechanisms of what is happening. All they are asking is, how do cash goes into the process? How were people employed into this organization? What were their qualifications? What makes them to be there?
Okay.
And these are all issues of accountability and transparency that are supposed to be inconsistent with democracy.
Okay.
So when the system is in a democratic setting, it is an open system, it's an open society.
Okay.
It's not a very closed society. Mm. So the first thing that it deals with is right of access to records.
Okay.
Those records are those records that are kept by public institutions because they were paid for by the government.
Okay.
They are paid for by the taxpayers' money. And that is why it is your right to know.
Okay.
Previously, they used to have a moratorium on the number of years for which they can hold information before they make it public. Something like 50 years or 70 years.
Okay.
Then which their information becomes declassified.
Okay.
But with this Freedom of Information Act, you have reduced that moratorium. You have made it now possible for people to instantly demand for information about themselves or about the public institution.
Okay.
Without any recourse to Official Secrets Act.
Okay.
So the first section of the Freedom of Information Act deals with who should have access to that particular information.
Okay.
And it, according to the section, it just simply says a person need not have any specific reason for demanding that information.
Okay.
So you can say, you can ask in a person to explain to you why he needs that information. If there's a ministry or an agency, and somebody demands information from that ministry or agency, the director or the person in charge of ministry or agency must provide that information, and he doesn't have the right to ask the person to explain why he needed that information.
How could he identify whether somebody has a mischievous reason for seeking that particular
information? The law, the Freedom of Information Act, protects against that, and we'll get to that later, but it protects against that.
Okay.
But the fact is, at the very beginning, you have the right to demand for information.
Okay.
And the officer in charge, whether the director or the chief executive or whatever he calls himself, hasn't got any right to tell you to explain why you need the information.
Okay.
If you just want to know the information, that's just it. I just want to know.
Mm.
Because it is my right to know.
Mm.
You are funded by public funds, by my money, by my tax. I pay tax.
Yeah.
And since I pay tax, I have the right to know, to demand accountability from my government.
Yeah.
And therefore, I have the right to know how my government spends my tax.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. Everybody has that right, and you could get it without having to feel that you don't need to have that information. You could get the information just for your own well-being. I just want to know. Not because I'm going to do anything with it, but simply because I just like to know. It makes me happy to know what I know.
Okay.
I'm not going to use the information for anything, but I just like to know.
Okay.
Curiosity, I'm just curious. That's just it. I'm not going to using it for any evil purposes or any mischief. I just like to know. So the Freedom of Information Act gives people that particular right.
So, sir, before you proceed, supposing I'm looking for an information and they say I have to actually apply. In the process of writing that particular information, there is no need of stating the reason why I'm looking for that particular information.
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
And if the person you are requesting information from says you have to tell him why you want the information, you can tell him in a very polite way, it's none of your business.
Okay.
You don't have the right to ask me to explain what I'm going to do with the information. I'm just simply writing to you and I want to know how much was spent on that contract.
Okay.
Or how many people were employed in the organization, what are their ethnic groups, what is their religion, I just need to know.
Okay.
And you don't have the right to say, I will not tell you.
Okay.
If you don't, then I'll take you to court. That's what the Freedom of Information Act says.
Okay.
If he refuses to give you the information, then take him to court.
Okay.
He will be compelled to provide that information.
Okay, that's point number one.
Yeah, that's point number one.
Yeah.
Point number two deals with information about public institutions.
Okay?
And here, the section says that the public institution shall ensure that it records and keeps information about all its activities, operations, and businesses. Again, that means records.
Okay.
So, it's so long as you are public institutions, you are supposed to have proper records.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any case of files missing or information not being recorded properly. It has to be. Everything has to be
fully documented.
Fully documented, okay. Because it belongs to the government.
Okay.
And there has to be an officer who has custody to this information. So that whenever you need this information, you know where it is. Okay. You know the officer to provide it.
Mm-hmm.
But it must be recorded. Mm-hmm. Everything that the government does has to be recorded. And when I say government, I'm talking about publicly funded institutions.
Okay.
Any institution that is owned by the government, whether it is ministry, an agency, an outpost, or whatever it is, so long as it is owned by government and is captured within government budget, and therefore is paid for by taxpayers' money, has to have effective records, whether they are on computer, whether they are on a database, whether they are on an internet website, whether they are in a physical pile jacket, wherever it is, there has to be well documented records.
Okay.
And this record that the institutions have must have a list of all sort of information.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which will facilitate the right of information under the Act. For instance, the issue of bureaucratization has now been taken away.
Okay.
So you can't say, I'm looking for the information because it is locked up in file cabinet AC under subsection 5.
Okay.
I don't care where it is.
Okay.
Just go and get it. I'll wait.
Okay.
No matter how long it takes for you to rummage through your cabinet, I'll get it.
Okay.
So government has now empowered institutions to become more organized in the way they prefer
their information. Okay.
So that makes it very easy for retrieval.
Okay.
That does not mean just because the Freedom of Information Act exists, everybody subscribes to it.
Okay.
Or everybody will start demanding for all this information.
Okay.
But we are saying that if there is a need for somebody to demand for particular information, that is not when you start organizing your records. So the records ought to be organized first, so that when somebody, in case anybody needs it, you should have access to it, in order to show transparency.
Okay.
You know, so that there shouldn't be any iota of doubt about what we do with our money or how our money is spent. So this list of documents that you have to have if you are a public institution will include rules of the institution.
Okay.
What are the laws?
Okay.
What are the conditions of service in this particular institution? How do people get employed? How are they sacked? What procedure do they follow? For instance, you could be asking information about how somebody was dismissed
from his appointment.
So the records that they keep about their rules and regulations will explain why he needs to be dismissed.
Okay.
So all you could do is just simply ask, I know Malam Wani has been dismissed and I would like to know why. Your record. Okay. And I would like to see you. You don't have to know why. Maybe he has committed something wrong or something like that. But you would like to know whether his dismissal was inconsistent with the conditions of service as laid out.
Okay. That means you have a right to have access to the rules and regulations governing the conduct of that particular.
Because that's the only thing that will tell you what is happening.
Okay.
The institution will also have to have planning policies, recommendations and decisions. Any policy that deals with it, whether it is from the government directly or from budget or from any other source, will have to be there.
Okay.
In other words, the law establishing you. So if you are a ministry, for instance, you are supposed to have a law establishing you.
Okay.
If you are an agency, you are supposed to have a law establishing you.
Okay.
Once they ask you for that particular law, you can't afford the luxury of saying, look, I've been working here for the last 20 years, but I've never even seen the law myself. You have to go and get it. Because it's part of the document that you are expected to keep in your place. Any report that has been made, like for instance in a school, they have inspection reports.
Yeah.
So those inspection reports will have to be kept so that you can demand whether the inspectors agree with how the school should be it should be run or not. So that you need to know. So those records also must be available. All receipt of expenditure, all money that has been channeled into that agency must also be kept.
Okay.
The receipt of all that. So, they have given you 10 million naira. We need to know, when did they give you the 10 million naira? Where were the money spent? Where were they kept? We need to have those records. Those records ought to be there with the agency. It's not in any other place. If an NGO, outside NGO, for instance, has given you an extra donation of money, and that money is to a public institution, even though the NGO is not a public institution, but the money is to a public institution, that money needs to be captured.
Okay.
The funds need to be captured, and we need to know exactly where it is, how much was received, where did you keep it, what did you use it for, when did you use it, and when it finishes, what did you do? Did you retire it? I mean, all those records must be available, because that's basically what everybody is interested in. The institution and organization also must have salaries, titles and dates of employment for all employees.
All the employees.
All of them. Even if they are 1 million, you must have a file that says so was employed on a particular date and this is the salary. They will have to, because I would like to know, for instance, I go to an agency and I would like to know how many employees are from Bayelsa State.
Okay.
How many are from Sokoto State? And if somebody asks me, why on earth would you want to care about how many employees are in Bayelsa State? I say, well, Bayelsa is part of Nigeria, and I would like to know whether people from Bayelsa State are actually employed here.
Okay.
The officer could say, well, we don't have anybody from Bayelsa State because nobody has applied from Bayelsa State.
Okay.
But if I have a reason to believe that there are people who should have applied from Bayelsa State, I have the right to know how many people are from Bayelsa State.
Okay.
Of course, you can go to Bayelsa State and also ask to know how many people from Kano State or from Sokoto have also been employed in a particular government agency.
You have a right to do that, even if it is not your state, for instance,
course,
as long
in
as...
Nigeria.
Okay.
Freedom of Information Act is a federal act.
Okay.
Okay? So, you can take a flight or take a bus and go to Enugu and just simply go to any institution and say, I would like to know how many people from Kano State are in this particular institution.
Okay.
If they tell you we don't have any, then you would like to know why. Did people from Kano apply and you didn't give them? Therefore, I would like to see the record of applicants. So these are the information that everybody will have to have in their system, so that anybody requesting for information will be given that information in any part of that particular organization.
Okay.
The name of every official in the organization will have to be kept also. Who is he? And what is his rank?
His position,
his
everything.
Position, qualification, when he get out there.
Okay.
So if there is somebody who is the chief executive in a particular organization and he's not qualified to do that, then I will have to know.
Ah.
I will not know why is this person heading the organization
and he's not qualified.
When he's not qualified for it.
Okay.
Let's say it's a financial institution and this guy probably is an anthropologist. And then suddenly you put an anthropologist into a financial institution, government institution. I'd like to know, has he got an extra qualification in financial institution?
Okay.
Prove to me. If you can show me that he has done a lot of work in financial institution, then I might become satisfied. But if not, then I would like to know why is a culture, an anthropologist heading a financial institution?
Okay, so supposing you get all this information, are you at liberty to do what we normally refer to as whistleblowing? You get the information, the chief executive officer of social organization is not qualified, for instance. You succeeded in identifying that particular information. What would you do with that particular information?
That is it. There are so many things you can do with it.
Okay.
If you are a reporter, you can just report that there are some inaccuracies or shenanigans going on in a particular institution because it does not reflect what they are supposed to be doing. They have violated federal character or something like that. You can just simply write about it anywhere you like.
Okay.
I mean, not in the form of reportage, but just simply discussing it. You can go to your majlis and just simply discuss about it.
Okay.
You can go to radio and just simply talk about it. You can do whatever you like with it, or you can just ignore it.
Okay.
The fact is, the Freedom of Information Act doesn't say anything about the landing of the information.
Okay.
It only talks about the acquisition of the information.
Okay.
You have the right to acquire the information.
Okay.
But nobody knows what you're going to do with it.
Okay.
And in fact, the individual giving you the information doesn't even have the right to start demanding, why do you need this information?
Okay.
The moment you ask for information, he's supposed to say, all right,
okay,
here you go.
Okay.
And he has to give you that information within 7 days.
Okay. Listeners, don't forget you're onto the program Media and Society, where we are discussing for the second week with Professor Abdullah Uba Adamu on the Freedom of Information Act as enacted by the National Assembly in 2011. You can ask a questions, comment, or a constructive criticisms on 080-6528-1528. I will take that again. 080-6528-1528. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Yes, Professor.
Yes, and then you also have, the organization will also have to have files containing applications for any contract, permits, grant, licenses, or agreements. So if you want to know who applied for a particular contract in an agency, that information ought to be there.
Okay.
And you'd like to know whether there is preference being given to a particular company, for instance. If they claim that a particular company is always getting a particular contract from a particular agency, you'd like to know why.
Okay.
Are there no other applicants?
Okay.
Or what processes were followed in order to make sure that this person...
To identify whether due process is
followed. That's,
okay,
that's what democracy is all about.
Okay.
So any material relating to any grant or contract made by the organization will also have to be provided to you.
Okay.
For instance, how much was given? How much was utilized? What was retired? What savings were made? What were the maintenance costs? All this information must be kept neatly in folders.
Okay.
And the idea is, in the ideal situation, when you apply for this information, the officer is supposed to pick up his file folder, pull it out, all the information, type up neatly, and then give it to you in 7 days.
Okay.
He has to do that within 7 days.
Okay.
If he doesn't do that within 7 days, he is violating the law.
Okay.
So that's the third one. Okay. That deals with the request for access to records.
Okay, sir, before you proceed, we are still talking about the keeping this kind of records. Sometimes we have banks record or banks accounts that are operated by different public institutions. let's say we this is the secretary of social local government, and this is the financial or accountant or something like that, for instance, and their account, they are the only two signatories, for instance, of that particular account, and you were tip off, for instance, as a journalist, that there is a kind of a fraud in that particular local government account, do you still have access to go to the bank in order to identify the
No, you don't. Okay. Because the bank accounts are confidential.
Okay.
And the bank is not under a public institution. It's not a public institution. Mm. So if you want to access those records, you need to have a proper court authorization.
Okay.
Court of law will demand that particular information should be provided. And that is criminal proceedings.
Okay.
So that only comes under criminal proceedings.
That means banks are not subjected to this particular
provision. Because banks are not public institutions. Okay. They are private institutions. They are profit-making institutions. It is very important to understand that the Freedom of Information Act limits itself to agencies and organizations that are owned by either state or federal government, for which funding is made available to sustain themselves.
Okay.
Like ministries, all ministries, from Ministry of Justice, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Youth, all these ministries are public institutions, and therefore Freedom of Information Act applies to them.
Okay.
If you're looking for information, they must provide that information.
Okay.
Agencies are also public institutions, like universities and schools. These are all public institutions. They are funded by government fund.
Okay.
For instance, a university, you can demand to know how many people were admitted from various local governments.
Okay.
If you have a reason to believe, or if you just simply want to know which local governments are misrepresented or not properly represented, then you have the right to go to MIS department and demand for that information.
Okay. Yes, next point, sir.
And the next one is number four, the most critical ones. In fact, number four, section four of the Freedom of Information Act makes it even easier to get the information without necessarily having to ask for it.
Okay.
Because it says that all public institutions that have this information should widely disseminate that information, whether in a newspaper, whether in a public, like a website, whether on Facebook, whatever it is, they should provide basic information about themselves.
Okay.
Naturally, you would not expect a public institution just simply to go on a website or in a newspaper and print the list of contracts it's received and so on and so forth, because those information are still sensitive. They are on a need-to-know basis, but now you need to know, then you request it. But the idea is they should have a website in which they transparently explain their processes and procedures. Transparently inform the world about what they do and how they do it.
Okay.
And that shouldn't give anybody any room for suspicious doubt. When people don't know what is going on in an agency or in a ministry, that's when they begin to think something is going on and they don't want people to know.
Okay.
But the Freedom of Information Act insists that all government agencies or all publicly funded agencies should make themselves visible in such a way that everybody will have free access to what they do.
Okay.
So that way there wouldn't be any suspicion.
They should operate open door policy.
In an open society.
Okay.
Yes. And Section 5 actually reinforces Section 4, where it says that there should be a regular update of that particular information that is provided in the website or in the public information access periodically, so that whenever there are changes, for instance, if they change a policy that deals with women, those women, for instance, who have to take a time off because of childbirth or something like that, then the website or the information leaflet or whatever it is should be updated, so that people will now are kept abreast of the new information or new changes and why the new changes have been made in order to accommodate people's peculiarities. Section 6 says that anybody who is denied this particular information will have the right to begin proceedings in court to compel the officers to provide him with that information. So if the officer says, I will not give you that information, you don't even have to go to Oga. You don't even have to go to his boss or something like that.
Okay.
Just simply take him to court.
Direct?
Direct. Okay. Just take him to court. I have asked for this information and he refuses to provide that information within 7 days. Because he's given only 7 days. No delaying tactics, no nothing. I'm asking for the information right now, which is like a Thursday. So I will come back next Thursday to get the information.
Okay.
And I come back, he's not around. He has traveled, he has done this, he has done that. Okay, I'll give him another day. Come back the following day, or he's not on seat, or he has gone with this activity. And if I have any reason to believe that he's just simply dribbling me around, he doesn't want to give the information, then I'll take him to court.
Okay.
Because he has not provided the information within the 7 days that he's supposed to.
Okay.
The issue of saying, I need to see your authorization does not arise. Because sometimes when you ask for this information, they will say, who authorizes you? Just tell them, Freedom of Information Act.
That's all.
That's it.
Okay, Professor, on this unsightful note, I think we have to draw the curtain of the program. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Listener, thank you too for being with me. Ahmad Tijan Lawan is the program supervisor. Nafisa Murtala Ahmad produced the program. Until next week, I'm Murtala Elias Ayagi saying goodbye.